Hello again, all my peeps out there. Sorry for the delay, but here we are back again for the fifth part of the Ryan Moss Experience. It's been a wild couple of weeks, the last few, hasn't it? Russia invading Ukraine, mask mandates up for the debate, US in their own trouble in Africa, China getting closer to Taiwan, Russia putting bombers in Venezuela. Seems like the world's going to shit, like we already haven't had enough of it. Well, thanks for taking a break from all the bullshit out there and listening to another episode of A Beer With Friends. We're so glad you are, and we're happy to have you. We're trying our best to put out as many shows as we can, as fast as we can, so please forgive the delay sometimes. We're working on it, promise. Anywho, remember to like and subscribe on Facebook, Spotify, Anchor FM, Instagram, and more. And drop us a line anytime at abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that's abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Now for the show. All right, welcome back to Beer with Friends. I am Donnie Doyle, your horse. your host. And I got Ryan Moss over here with me on our fifth part of our Ryan Moss Experience episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been a hell of a fucking conversation. This has been fun. This has just been one of my favorites. I love this.
It's been amazing. We picked up another bottle of sake.
We had to send the girls out. For a while. If you guys haven't been, if you haven't been listening, you should. And you should go back to the first one and you should listen because you're assholes if you didn't. No, I'm just kidding. Just joking. But no, I got my wife, Maddie, and Ryan's girl, Grace, are here. And they went out and got us another bottle of sake because we polished off the first one.
Yeah, and we're back. This is gonna be something that we need to continue talking about. So, Donnie, first thing I do want to bring up is that I have some random facts out there. Like, I'm not a historian but there are a couple things that I think are at least random facts that you may have not, in your daily life.
You know what? I love random facts that I don't know.
Yeah.
I love them.
So, real quick. So,
get to those.
And, I may be saying these and you may already know, but...
That's okay.
Real quick. First thing I want to say is, how many blimps do you think you've seen in your life?
Blimps?
Blimps.
Oh, God. I think I've seen the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
And...
me too.
I think that's the only blimp I've seen.
How many times do you feel like you've seen that in your life?
I've seen it three I know of. I might have seen it four as a younger kid, but I know I've seen it three because we see it every year. Well, when I was, I guess I was 14, 15, and 16. Mm-hmm. We saw them over the stadiums for the 4th of July shows.
Yep. So same thing with me. I would see it at an A's game. I feel like every time I went to an A's game, I'd see one.
You always see the blimp.
But let me tell you, let me ask you, do you think this is more or less? I've seen Goodyear for Oakland A's. I know there's out there. I just don't know what specifically they market.
Oh, yeah, no, Oakland A's. I'm thinking the Raiders. I'm looking at your hat going, it's not Oakland A's no more.
Yeah. Maybe soon not to be Oakland A's anymore.
Las Vegas showgirls.
A's are looking at a site in Las Vegas as well, too.
Las Vegas are going to take the A's, too?
They possibly could.
Christ, oh my God.
The only thing that works out is my best friend actually lives in Las Vegas, which makes everything in regards to Bay Area moving to Vegas a little bit easier. And I guess
fact... if they're going to take all the teams, take them all and just make it a franchise where it's city... One city takes all the teams and moves.
Yeah.
Because my brother-in-law is a huge, huge Raiders fan. Mm-hmm. He actually goes to Las Vegas just to watch the Las Vegas showgirls. Raiders.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I had to let that slip.
I have not been to the Raiders stadium, but it looks like one of the most amazing experiences love to do.
You know how... Have you seen pictures of the Dallas Cowboys stadium? You know how they spent, $1 billion? I don't know. It might be...
Yeah. A lot.
So the Las Vegas showgirls, Raiders.
Okay.
I did it again on purpose. But sorry, Sean. That's my brother-in-law. But I actually love the Raiders. I'm not going to lie. But the Las Vegas Raiders, their stadium is supposed to be even better. Like, what I've heard, this is what Sean has told me. There's monitors in the back of the seats. I mean, it's badass. Mm. So he's gone to games because... we were trying to, when he got his vaccinations, we were trying to figure out how to get them on the Clear app. You know what the Clear app is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You know how we have to have our vaccine cards on the Carbon Health app?
Yeah.
So Clear is for kind of like that, but it's for like if you're going to a NFL game or an NBA or a concert, you can put it on the Clear app and they'll do that for you. It took us forever, and the reason why is because when we were taking pictures of the card, it was too dark, and it was kept saying, not registered. He's like, I got fucking tickets to the game. I have my vaccination. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Finally, I turn on my little light on the back of the phone, and I take the picture, and I was like, and they're like, oh, accepted. I was like, I need a light. It's just too dark. He's like, I got to go to the game. Yeah. So, I mean, because he was so excited. And my nieces, they both had... Like, I have one niece who's a huge Morrissey fan, and then I have one niece who's a huge Billy Idol fan. Mm-hmm. And they both wanted to go, and they had to have their vaccination cards. And we were figuring it all out in one day. And I'm like, I'm trying, because I'm the healthcare professional. They're like, you got to figure this. I'll be like, fuck you guys. I hate you all.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, dude, NFL tickets are probably, I mean, on top of him being able to go to the game because he got a vaccination, NFL tickets are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, and he had already bought
them. And to go to a Cowboys game or go to a Raiders game nowadays, are ridiculously expensive. And hold on, I almost want to see what the cheapest...
Like NFL tickets are?
I'm going to check Raiders because that is...
Oh, God, they're probably really... Do you know who Bert Kreischer is?
I do not.
Okay, he's... my favorite all-time comedian. He is hilarious. He actually has a podcast called Two Bears, One Cave with him and Tom Segura. Mm-hmm. And Bert Kreischer is my all-time favorite comedian. He is coming. He will be in Portland in January. And I bought tickets for me and Maddie to go. And they weren't too bad. They were like a couple $100. But just to get in there, we have to have our vaccinations. Luckily, because I have the Carbon Health app, I'm good with mine. But getting Maddie on there, we had to get her the Clear app too. Mm-hmm. So that was a whole process. So I look at like this whole COVID experience. It's not just, you know, a sickness and a virus going around that we have to be vaccinated and all this shit for and tested. It's also it just to go out on your daily life. It's like... It impedes everything.
Yeah.
You know? It's scary. And then you have people who don't want to... Oh, my God. You hear these girls?
They're extremely loud.
Yeah. No. If you guys can't hear in the backgrounds, those are the wives in the backgrounds where they should be quiet and making dinner. But...
Hold on. Donnie said that.
I didn't
Grace,
say that.
If you're
Ryan,
listening in
Ryan,
the future...
Ryan, what the hell?
Listening.
God, Ryan. That is not even your wife yet. How dare you? No. Treat your woman with respect. Get on the fucking couch, bitch.
No.
I would never say that. Maddie'd beat my ass. Luckily, she doesn't listen to the podcast too much. No, but yeah. So I don't know. This whole COVID thing has gotten me to a point where it's like, I don't know. You think about like the Spanish flu in the 1920s, mm-hmm. and what they went through. And
isn't it ironic? It's in the 20s as well.
You know what's fucked up?
Like every other
hold on
pandemic.
History lesson. History lesson. We're in the 2020s. We mm-hmm. start COVID. 1920s was Spanish flu. 1820s with the Italian flu. Yep. 1720s was the bubonic plague. 1620s was the Black Death. 1520s, or I might be a little off. It might be the bubonic plague, pneumonic plague, then the Black Death, and then the bubonic plague again, and then it was the Pearl Strain. But it's always been the 20s. It's about 100 years. It's almost like the Earth is going, there's too many of you.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off me.
It's like a cycle.
It is. It's about a 100-year cycle.
Yeah.
It's always... I mean, it goes back to like the 700s where... The Norse, where a lot of people like to call them the Vikings, but that's actually a verb. It's not a word. It's not a people. It's a verb. Mm-hmm. To go Viking. To go Viking meant to go pillaging, killing, raping, stealing, looting. But the Norse people and the Danish people, they were the ones who went Viking. I know that's a little off topic, but they even in the 700s, or it was 620 AD or 620 BC, I'm sorry, BCE. Whatever you want to call it, 620, they had the mysterious death. that ravaged through, and it was like a 3-day thing. You would just automatically just suddenly have a fever, get cold sweats, and about 2 days later you were either dead or you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they have reports just back that far. I mean, so it's like a 100-year thing for us. I think this time I look at it a little different. I look at it as this pandemic to me doesn't seem as serious as it is. That might be my ignorance talking, I don't know. But I do think that the governments of our world are playing it out like a lot bigger just because they want more control, especially when you look at like our American government. It's in shambles. It's stupid. It's a piece of shit. It sucks. I am not a Trumper by any means. I fucking hate the man. I think he's a stupid, misogynistic pig. But you look at Biden and goddamn, that's a fucking crime against humanity because he is an elderly gentleman who needs to be in a nursing home because he has fucking Alzheimer's.
Well, can't speak on the Alzheimer's point. But what I can say is that COVID has definitely started out prior to vaccinations or vaccine being an it option is. For people. Something that was much more when it comes to, I can rephrase this better. So once vaccines were an option for people, people get vaccinated. And now if you look at the cases of people who are vaccinated compared to unvaccinated, the people who are vaccinated have much lower mortality rate from COVID compared to the people who are unvaccinated. Yeah, and now it's becoming one of those things where if you're vaccinated, which you may not be vaccinated until at some point, you won't be considered vaccinated unless you get a booster shot because of this Omicron variation.
Well, from what I'm understanding, you're still considered vaccinated with the two. They haven't come out yet because that's literally, you know, that's my job.
But
they're not coming out and saying that the booster is part of it yet, but they're encouraging it.
Yeah.
Have you gotten yours?
Booster? I'm going to get it on 22nd. Grace is on the 23rd.
Yeah, we both got ours already.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where if COVID will be considered more like the flu one day if we're getting
We're vigilant.
If we're getting the proper things or proper means to lessen the mortality rate from contracting that virus.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, like coronavirus boosters will be something equivalent to getting your flu shot yearly. One day.
You know what, that to me, I look at all these anti-vaxxers and I'm okay. You know what? It's your right to be an anti-vaxxer. I'm fine with that. But when it comes to like the flu shot, you get it yearly and people, they don't question that because it's a yearly flu shot. So why wouldn't you not question a booster shot? It's just, if they would, like, if the government would come out and say, look, you get a yearly flu shot, you're going to have to get a yearly COVID shot because of the same reason. Exactly. And maybe somehow, I don't know if they can, but it would be awesome if they could make the flu shot where it was a flu and COVID shot together that you got. Now, me, I can't take the COVID. I can't take the flu shot. It's not eggs. I'm not allergic to eggs because a lot of people who can't take it are allergic to eggs. I'm allergic to something that they make it. I don't know what it is, but I've taken it 3 times. Each time I ended up in the hospital. But so I can't take it. But the COVID shot, I've never had a reaction. It's been fine every time. I actually, you know how a lot of people were getting sick either on the first shot or the second shot? I wasn't. I was fine. And so was Maddie. Actually, she had COVID. Apparently, she had it twice. I still think she had false positives. But they said she had COVID twice. The first time, I quarantined her ass. I took the couch and I moved it sideways. You can kind of see how our apartment is. But I moved the couch this way. I put the TV over here and I made her stay in this little area. And she would be like, I'm sick. Can you get me some wine? I'm like, what the fuck? You're not sick. Mm-hmm. And then the second time she had it, she was sick for about a day and then she was fine. Now, I still don't think she really had COVID because my sister, my brother, my mom have all had COVID. Or I'm sorry, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my mom have all had COVID. And it kicked their ass and they still have residual effects from it. And so I know it's a real thing. I just don't think she had it.
Yeah.
I think she was false diagnosed.
No, and what's dangerous and what's kind of I guess, scary to some extent about the virus is that so many people can show different symptoms and signs, while some people don't show signs and symptoms at all.
Well, it's like,
which doesn't mean if they pass it on to someone else, doesn't mean that person won't show signs and symptoms as well.
Exactly. Like me, I've worked around this. I've worked around COVID literally since it came out. I mean, literally since it came out. When they first got it, there was a... Lay down. I'm sorry, I'm talking to the dog.
Lay down. Not me.
Stay there. But I started working with COVID on the border of Canada in Blaine, Washington. And we had a COVID facility and it was brand new. Nobody knew anything about it. We were still trying to figure it out. And I literally was around it from the time it started. And I've never gotten it. I'm hoping it's just because I have a badass immune system. But at the same time, I don't know. Maybe I have had it and I didn't know, because there was a couple of times I was a little sick, and I'm just hoping maybe I got one of the first variants, which wasn't that bad, and maybe that was it. But I'm hoping that I'm good, you know. Yeah. But I've been around it so much that I believe the virus is real because I've seen it in action. But at the same time, I think that maybe I'm Superman. I'm just kidding.
No, and it's very common for, I mean, Donnie wouldn't agree with this so much, but you're someone I see as someone who's more youthful than anything else.
And, oh, well,
and,
thank you.
And people who are more on the younger side may not show the classic signs and symptoms that would be for someone who has coronavirus, for someone who is experiencing those, or presenting with those signs and symptoms. So COVID started when I started working on an ambulance in Fresno.
Really? Yeah. So you were still a paramedic?
I was on a box.
Well, I shouldn't say that. You were a paramedic. But yeah. I mean, you were still in a box.
Yeah.
In
a truck. I was on a box, which means an ambulance, in Fresno, California. And I was with people who on the daily were getting sick, and people were showing those signs and symptoms. And the crazy thing, the thing that made you realize quickly it wasn't a cold, it wasn't the flu, is that it was 117 degrees in Fresno.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like these people experiencing what they're experiencing can't be those classic diagnoses that would dissipate when someone is around heat.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get a cold when you're in 117 degree weather. Like, you don't commonly get sick unless you're dehydrated in that kind of weather, which would present with different signs and symptoms. So it was one of those things where it's like, holy cow, this is something different. And on top of that, yeah, in the beginning, when this started coming out, we weren't required to wear a mask where I was working. But, and it was one of those things where I was like, I was completely healthy. I felt completely fine.
My dog's insane. Yeah. I was sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was completely healthy. I was completely fine. But I was losing small things like my taste, my smell.
Oh, so you think you might have had a little bit of it too?
Yeah, and it was so early in COVID. I See, told my supervisor.
I think that I might have had it a little bit. Oh, she had to pee. Okay. But I might have had it a little bit. Yeah, she go. But I might have had a little bit because I remember some stuff like that. But I think it might have been so early on that we caught, like you, we might have caught just the earliest thing of it where it wasn't deadly. And just like any medical professional knows, when you have a flu, the first strain is weak. Mm-hmm. But you let that strain grow, in especially people who haven't gotten their flu shots and stuff, especially with that, it learns. Viruses are alive, you know. They're actually alive. They learn. It's, and that's one of the things where it gets me back to my
people. They're alive virus, as long, you know, as they have a host.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're able.
Well, it's
to,
like, you look at people, humans. We have a host. It's called the Earth.
Yeah, you know? Like, they don't have a nucleus. They can't survive on their own. But
yeah,
they're live. They're inside they're alive. Of a live host. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. They know how, and they can learn. I mean, it can learn how to. I mean, it somehow. I mean, scientifically speaking, is different from, let's say, intelligent life. But it's still a life where it's like, okay, I know this will kill me. What would you call it? A vaccine. Okay, let's say vaccine. This vaccine will kill me, but this person doesn't have the vaccine, and I can learn because I've been in this person with the vaccine, but I can go to this person and infect this person without the vaccine and learn how to circumnavigate this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's growing more and more and more.
Yeah, And I'd say a big thing about people who are anti-vax, I do just want to put something out there. I mean, myself, I'm vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I know Donnie's vaccinated as well. Yeah. But my personal thing I would like to share for the people who are...
I love my vaccine. That's actually one of my... I love showing that. I'm like, yeah, we have our own vaccination cards.
It's nice. Yeah. And the thing about it is, remember, it depends what kind of demographic or age you're currently a part of. Is that the people who are young...
My health card. I'm sorry, my health card. I love that. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
I'm really cool. I really like working for Carbon. I didn't mean to cut you off, but no, it's okay. I really love working for Carbon because that was one of my favorite things that they did. And it sucks because I didn't realize this was just for employees, and I actually put Maddie on. And I got in trouble for it. I was like, I didn't know it wasn't for her too. They're like, you have to take her off now. I was like, okay, I will. I'm sorry, but I thought it was for everybody. So that's kind of my bad. But anyways,
with what you're saying. You know what's funny is we still have a big topic that I was talking about. It's not really a big topic, but what started all the entire this is that I'll tell you in a bit. But the important thing, get vaccinated because you're doing it for someone else. You're not doing it for you. You're doing it for the herd immunity.
There you go. We can do this if we work together.
Yeah. So
and I meant that as a joke, but seriously, we can do this if we work together.
Yeah, for the people who the elderly or the people who are immunocompromised who can't get
vaccinated. You think about how many people, you know, speaking of immunocompromised, have you seen the new medications and the drugs that they've come out for AIDS patients? And HIV.
It is amazing. It has to do with keeping T cells.
It's amazing. Oh my God, though. It's amazing. They now have medication that it's like a once yearly. I might be off on this. This could be way off. But it's like it's either a once yearly injection or something like that. And it's so good that it shows negative on HIV. It's that good.
Because it boosts their T cell count high enough to where it doesn't count
HIV. I haven't done the studies on it so much. I don't necessarily know, but I do know that it just shows it makes you negative and you're good. You live a regular long life for the rest of your life.
And that's something you continuously get yearly, you said?
I think so. That's the way. I've seen a couple of ads for it, and the first ad I saw, it kind of scared me. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit, okay, so I looked at it this way. I looked at it like, okay, this person has HIV and they can still transmit it to somebody, but they can show that they don't have it. So they could take this injection and then just tell somebody that they don't have it and then give it to somebody. And then they can go and say, well, I don't have it. But then that's kind of a selfish way to look at it. And I know it is. And I hope that people don't do it. I know that people will, and it's going to suck. But I hope that people don't do it. But because I looked at it the other way, is that's amazing that we have come so far medically that we can. It's almost like HIV is a thing that you don't have to worry about. Yes, it sucks. You have to get this. If you have HIV, you have to get this medication once a year or whatever. But it is also amazing that you don't have to live with that death threat over your head anymore, ever.
It's kind of amazing because actually my uncle, his name is Glenn Burke, and he was the first athlete to ever come out as openly gay.
I know Glenn Burke.
Yeah,
uncle. I did not know that. All right, well, that is so fucking cool.
Yeah,
I
actually know Glenn Burke. He passed away due to HIV when I was about 2 years old. So this is about 1996.
Well, that's the year I joined the army. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I was a baby.
I'm old.
But hold on. Before, I just want to say, get that random fact out there for people who are listening about 2 minutes in. Is this higher or lower than what you thought? There's only 25 blimps in this world. And only
we went way off.
Only today, half of them are active.
Really?
Yeah, so about 13 blimps. Yeah, you could Google it right now.
Oh, no, I believe you.
And about 25 blimps exist, but only 12 to 13 are active.
Really? You know what's funny is I watched a whole bunch of stuff about the Zeppelins when the Germans were doing them and stuff. And that was supposed to be a huge luxury air travel. It was supposed to be like the next...
was that by blimp? Or
no, well, Zeppelins. Okay, you know what a Zeppelin is, like a huge blimp, but they don't use hot air. They use helium.
Okay, yeah.
That's why the Led Zeppelin went down. Yeah. Or not the Led Zeppelin. Well, that's what Led Zeppelin named their band after. But no, so Zeppelins were huge, huge blimps. And they would carry huge passenger cars that had rooms in them and restaurants and stuff. And they were amazingly fabulous. Mm-hmm. It was like if you wanted to fly from Europe to America or America to Asia or anywhere, you would take a blimp. You could take a plane and you'd get there fast, but it wasn't luxurious. You know, you would take these blimps and it was like taking a cruise because you would be flying way above the altitude. You could see the scenery, see the mountains. It was a long time because it would still take you just as long as it would take to sail across the ocean. But you could go inland and you could go way into land and everything and just have this beautiful experience of wining, dining and all this stuff and sleeping in cabins.
Yeah.
But the reason why it went down is because of the big catastrophe, I think right before World War II, when Germany had, it was a Nazi blimp, but Germany had sent a blimp or a Zeppelin over to, it was supposed to land in New York somewhere and it caught in flames and engulfed in flames because it was helium and it just killed almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That was, have you ever heard the
dangerous element?
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard, it wasn't, it, they think it was sabotaged, but have you ever heard that, oh, the humanity, oh, the horror.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was actually a real recording from a real reporter watching the blimp go up in flames. That was where it was from, the Zeppelin going up in flames. And that picture of the Zeppelin going up in flames is where Led Zeppelin got their name.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin. So it was one of those things. It was like, I think airships and Zeppelins would have been an awesome, awesome thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still to this day, I think if we could master that technology, it'd just be a cool way to travel.
Yeah.
An alternate way to travel. It'd be cheaper.
Well,
but it would be like a luxury cruise going over. It might take you a couple of weeks to get there, but you'll get there. But you might get blown off course a little bit, but you'll get there. And it's just a great fun time.
Yeah, and I will say for the people who do run those blimps, like I did research on it, and it takes nearly $100,000 to maintain those blimps, which makes sense why they don't keep them up, because they're not fast travel. They don't hold roughly $100,000.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, it is insane, which makes sense why they may only kept.
Well, I think maybe that's also because they're hot air, right? They're hot air.
Yep.
They're hot air balloons.
Yeah. So it's using constant fuel at a low speed.
And yeah, because they can barely go.
Efficient way to travel or to do.
I always
things.
Had this when I was not even when I was a kid. I told you I used to write stories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the stories I had was it was called The Legends of Myth,
mm-hmm.
and it was this big, giant, long series I had, but it was like a. Imagine a fantasy world, kind of like Lord of the Rings meets, well, you don't know Wheel of Time, but Lord of the Rings, but there was airships there, and there were big giant blimps, and I always had this dream that I was a captain of this fucking cool ass airship that went really fast, and I actually have the whole thing, like, it was a concept airship that I had with, like, propellers and stuff. It was so cool, and I always thought that would just be a cool world to live in when you think about, like, even if we went back to the 1700s, the Victorian era, where we could go steampunk, you know, like these big airships in the sky and just having fun. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. It was Three Musketeers, and it had, Orlando Bloom.
Okay.
Orlando Bloom played the bad guy, and they had airships, and I was just always like, wow, it would be so cool if we could get that technology and stop looking at travel as being how fast can we get there, but the journey,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I always thought, how cool would that be, you know?
So, which sadly a small population of people would probably appreciate that.
I think, and that's the
problem. Unless you're in a touristic area.
Yeah, well, that's the sad part. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about if you were in France or Italy or Germany or Ireland. Or
even if you were somewhere in South America where you want to appreciate like the rainforest.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Perfect. Brazil, Argentina, mm-hmm. Chile. Go into these places where you've already flown there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just want to see the scenery, but you want to be safe. Yeah. So you just take a Zeppelin or airship and you just want to kind of go over the scenery and just, oh, you point it out. Oh, look at the big gators. Oh, we're safe. Oh, the piranhas live down there. Oh, we're safe. Or you're in Italy and you're like, these are the wine fields we're going over right now. Or you're in France.
You're safe.
Yeah, you're from safe. Getting yeah, from getting
insanely drunk.
Insanely drunk. Yeah. We're going to have some wine
we'll
on
drink,
board.
We can drink up here.
We can only have a couple feet. Bottles because, you know, it's really heavy.
Yeah.
And we'll go down. But yeah. I mean, I think about stuff like that. We as a human race, we tend to look for the faster, quicker solution to things instead of the more luxurious way. I mean, it's like, I think that, and I, well, I'm coming back to the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why a lot of people distrust it, is because you look at most things, vaccinations and stuff, it takes years of research and stuff. This time we did it the faster, easier way, and it's because we wanted to help society. And I'm playing devil's advocate here because I still believe in the vaccination, but devil's advocate side, I look at, okay, so they did this really quick, really fast, but there could be a lot of problems potentially in the future that we can't see because we're not in the future. So I look at like air travel. Okay, yeah, we can take a plane from point A to point B and just get there really fast. Or, like me, I'm leaving Sunday. I'm flying down to LA. It's going to be a two-hour flight. I want to get there. I want to get in the car. I want to get up to my sister's house, get my keys, get on my boat, have a good time with my nieces and my mom and my sister and my brother-in-law. You know, I'm going to spend my time there. But if it was me and Maddie going on a vacation, I wouldn't mind taking a Zeppelin or a blimp just to see the countryside and taking our leisurely time, having a place to sleep, having a place to eat, looking at the scenery, just having a good time. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing out in life. And I think that's what a lot of people get pissed off about, is that we're so fast all the time. We're so focused on drive, drive, drive. And everybody forgets to kind of take a moment to step back. And here's a cliche word to say, is take a step back and smell the roses. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's one thing that I know she brought up about the vaccination and everything, is like, people do have their doubts about it because, like, you were playing devil's advocate with, yeah, it's like it was made so quickly. But it's one of those things where we haven't, in this 21st century, we haven't had the funding, the focus that normally would.
Well, you look at
compared
the
to other.
I like to bring up the vaccination to the polio vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
We needed that so bad. They came up with it really fast, and they mandated it.
For now it's eradicated. Yeah,
and exactly. Yeah. So if we could do something like that, where it was mandated and get it done and get it right now, it would do the same thing. And people, they forget to look at history. And that's the problem with history, is that history repeats itself.
Yeah.
Unless you learn from it.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem is that nobody is looking back and seeing the polio vaccine or smallpox vaccine or rubella, you know, MMR, you know, all these vaccines that we have now.
Measles, mumps, rubella.
Measles, mumps, rubella. When you look at these vaccines, they were made quickly because there was demand for them, and their money was there because there was people dying. Groves were dying, and they're like, here's the money, get it done now. And they were done quick.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody questioned them. They were done. So if people would stop looking at that, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
You know, give us a couple of years, it'll be gone.
If you listen to the same audio of how people feel today about being quote unquote mandated to get a vaccine.
Yeah. I listened to a lot, actually I have a clip. Well, I'm not going to play the clip, but I have a clip that I laughed. I almost did my own personal show around this clip.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, if you're going to take first he was like, if you're going to take the vaccine, I'm sorry, the lethal injection. I was like, and I paused it, and it was a little part to the show I was going to do, and I didn't. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
No, it's like,
what the fuck is wrong with people?
It's like, if you listen to the audio of how people feel about being quote unquote mandated for a vaccine, it's damn near similar to what people felt, I think it was back in the 90s when seatbelts in cars were mandated. Yes,
but the thing is,
people are like, I don't want that on my body. It doesn't feel good for me. It's not something.
That's a perfect analogy. It's like,
why do I drive safe? Why do I need a seatbelt?
And if I wear, if I don't wear a seatbelt, does that mean, or no, what's the thing?
You can't tell me what to do with my body.
And then I don't have to wear a seatbelt because I'm a safe driver. Doesn't mean, then if they get in a wreck, it's not my,
yeah. You know what? Yeah, no. It's damn near similar.
Seminoles.
Yeah. I don't want to sound intoxicated on here.
That's a negative try.
But the thing is.
What did I say? Oh my God. I am so sorry. I meant to say that is a Native American tribe. And I'm a little intoxicated because I said that's a negative tribe. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But the important thing to know is that we don't want to repeat history. And
not at all.
And the thing is, what we're given here in regards to healthcare is a form of a solution for the future.
Here's the thing that I don't understand is that these vaccines are free. Mm-hmm. And people, especially people who are like, we shouldn't have this and that because it's too expensive and goddamn this. And
people all say chips in their brain as well.
Exactly. Okay, first off, I've seen all these things. Well, this is a magnet.
Yeah.
You know what? What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. First off, nickels aren't magnetic. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I look at a lot of this stuff and I laugh because, and I shouldn't. That's the thing. I don't think I should laugh is because it's a serious thing. It's a very serious conversation that people should be having with themselves. It's like, the fuck is wrong? Why can't I convince you that this is safe? I can give you the research. I can give you everything. But they focus on, it's like, okay, I'm going to bring this up and this is going to be funny. Flat earthers. Okay.
Flat earthers.
Yeah. Flat earthers. You can promise, you can tell a flat earther, you can show them the proof where the earth is round. You can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. They will find a way to disprove it and make sure that it wasn't real. They will use that proof to their side and say, oh, it was only because of this. It was only because of this. It's like, dude, just fuck. Do I got to get you in a spaceship and take you up? Well, if you took me up in a spaceship, I would only see the circle of Earth. I wouldn't see it. It's not flat. Are you fucking kidding me? We'll go around it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, bitch. It's the same thing. I mean, these guys might as well be flat earthers. They might as well.
I saw a random article, I'm not calling it an official news article or anything, but it was talking about how flat earthers were saying Australia doesn't exist and it was a place.
Finland isn't there. You know that, right?
People who NASA were hired to talk about or to make real. Quote, first off,
I've been to Australia. Well, it's a beautiful country. I almost got bit by a... I should tell you this. I almost got... You know how they have toilet spiders?
Well, hold on. Imagine how flat earthers feel who live in Australia, by the way. But keep going.
I'm just saying.
Like, probably don't agree with that
so
at
I
all.
I've been to Australia. Yeah. I've been to New Zealand. I want to go back. I want to do the Hobbit Trail because I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. But other than that, yeah. Keep going, though. I mean, this is just fucking hilarious.
No, it was just one of those funny things where you bring up something like for the example of flat earther, you bring up and you say it's something that all of us as flat earthers believe, but it's like, what about the people who also claim to believe the same thing you believe, but now they're in Australia?
Yeah, what's like, up with that? They're like, I believe Australia doesn't exist. Yeah. I was born here, here in Sydney. I'm not sure where I'm at. It's because Australia really doesn't exist. Oh, my God.
No, but that's all I had to say about it. Not much more about that. But
all right.
One crazy fact I'll throw out there, too. Married couples, average amount of sex a married couple has per year is 120 times a year. So
wow, I gotta get back on that.
Don't know. Yeah, you need to reach your.
I'm way above my quota right now. I think Matt. That's why Maddie's so pissed at me.
Okay,
all the time.
120 times a year. So anyone happy or unhappy in a marriage, whether it's sex related or not,
It's gotta be more. You guys need to step up your game, motherfuckers. Come on, you're making me look good.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Hey, we're gonna be back for our next segment. Stick around. This is A Beer with Friends. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Hey, y'all. Thanks again for tuning in to A Beer with Friends. We are so happy to have all of you out there listening to us. Without you, well, none of this would be even possible. We hope you're enjoying the show as well. And again, remember to like and follow us on Spotify, Anchor FM, Facebook, Instagram, and more. And email us all your comments, whines, concerns, bitches, moans, groans, and complaints to abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that's abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. And as always, later, bitches.